Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's JR. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been doing a lot of talk about baseball, whether or not we're going to see the season, whether or not we're going to have it back, the owners versus the players. Well, right now on the line, I have former MLB infielder, World Series champ with the Boston Red Sox, current analyst for CBS Sports HQ. It's Will Middlebrooks. Will, how are you doing? Do you think we're going to have baseball? I know I got right to the question.
Oh, I know, right to the tough one, right? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. But, you know, I want to say yes. I want to say there's plenty of room to compromise, and they'll get this done in the next week and a half. And then, you know, the last 2 days happened, and it's not looking good. You know, at first it was a health issue, and now we're looking at all the money problems. So there's a lot on the table right now.
It most definitely sounded like it was a big money issue. And, you know, I want to say Blake Snell, I feel, is well within his right to say whatever he wants to say. But I don't think he helped matters when it became a public issue. And at the same time, you have Rob Manfred, who's the commissioner. I don't think he's helped things as well. Primarily, it's jumped out to the public as being all about money. Who do you think just kind of takes the brunt of things right now?
Oh, the players are going to look the worst here. These are the guys who... All right, they made the proposal to us, and the players turned it down. So we're the bad guys. And then, you know, with the sliding salary that they came out with this proposal yesterday, all right, the highest paid players in the league, the Mike Trouts, the Kershaws, the Scherzers, the faces of their game, now these got to be the bad guys because these are the ones that are going to lose all the money. Mike Trout's supposed to make $35 million. He's going to make $7.8. Yeah, that's still a lot of money. I am well aware of how this looks at the general public, and it makes the players look terrible, make them look greedy. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and these are business moves, and these are players trying to get what they feel like they deserve, and what they were promised in spring training with an agreement that was made that this would be a prorated salary. So you play half a season, you get half of your salary that you signed for.
We chatted up with Will Middlebrooks, former MLB infielder, current analyst for CBS Sports HQ. Will, you know, folks don't know the names Charlie Johnson. People don't know Ray Davis. Unless you play or live in the home market, you're not familiar with these names. But the folks you just named, your Trouts, your Scherzers, those are the folks that are on the forefront. Do you feel that the owners bear more responsibility in being public with their plans?
Absolutely. I mean, letting them, quote, leak, I mean, that was on purpose. And this was to alienate the highest paid players in the game and try to create havoc in the players' union and make a separate the guys that are making less than $1 million and then the guys making upwards of $35 million a year, $36 million a year with Cole. So, I mean... It's a bad look for baseball, and I totally get that. The players understand that, and the players are, like I said, they're going to look the worst here because, the greedy, rich baseball players are worried about millions. People aren't able to put food on the table. They understand that. But this is a players' union running this show as well, who is looking out for the betterment of the future of the players, and that's out of respect of the past players that have fought for our rights as well. So, it's a tough battle, and it's unfortunately in the time we're in right now, it just makes the players look awful.
Will, do you feel that the owners are willing to risk not having a season? I mean, we're talking about folks who have billions of dollars. Okay, they don't want to lose a few hundred million. They already lost. And then you have the players who, on a lesser scale, it depends on who you are. Nobody wants to lose a couple hundred or millions. Do you think the owners would be willing to say, hey, you know what? Y'all are going to take the blame. We won't do it this year.
I do not think the owners will pull the plug on the season. If anybody says we're not going to play, it's going to end up being the players' union and the players, ultimately the veteran players, making that decision just because they feel like it is that unfair to what was agreed on initially in spring training when this all started. So, I have a hard time thinking that that's going to happen. But Tony Clark and his group has never had to deal with anything like this. He's never had to fight like this before for his group of guys. So I'm really interested to see how this all plays out. I mean, as everyone is, I'm a player. I'm in the business, and I'm talking baseball every day. And even I have no idea what's really going to happen.
Okay, we're chatting it up with Will Middlebrooks, former MLB infielder. Chats it up all day, CBS Sports HQ, as an analyst. You know, this is something that isn't just affecting major league players. This is something that's hitting folks in the minor leagues as well. The Oakland A's have basically said, hey, yes, we're going to stop paying, our minor leaguers. The White Sox, they just released a ton of minor league players. How does this affect the lifeblood of the game? We know that a lot of the minor league teams were going to cease to exist. And how does this affect the potential pipeline?
Oh, no, this is tough. I mean, even if you just look at the draft, it went from 40 rounds to 5, all right? So a lot, and then after 5 rounds, you can sign as many free agents as you want, but it tops out at $20,000 signing bonus. So now all these kids are going to go to college, and there's going to be a lack of talent the next couple of years in the minor league system. And like you said, there's going to be teams that are going to disappear. To your first point, the A's saying they're not going to pay their guys. Wow, number one, they barely pay them anyway. These minor leaguers make $7,000-$8,000 a season. That's it, and they have to pay rent and dues and all that on top of it. And they end up going home with a grand. It's not fair. So, I was looking at the numbers with some other guys, and $1 million, which yes is a lot of money, but in a billion-dollar industry, it's, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot. $1 million will pay all of your minor leaguers for a whole season. So for a team to say I can't support my minor league system, that's really hard to see. That's really hard to believe.
Will, if we do go ahead and get this doomsday scenario where we don't have baseball, there are a lot of folks. I mean, we've seen tweets from MLB players who are saying, hey, you know, things ain't looking too positive right now. If we do hit a doomsday scenario, how does baseball recover?
Yeah, there's not a book on this. this hasn't really happened, even though there was a lockout in the mid-90s, but for its own reasons. But this is going to be tough, and there's a lot of people that are going to have a bad taste in their mouth about baseball, and they already do just because of the comments being made by the Snells and other players publicly. So do I think baseball goes on to fight it, live another day if there's not a season this year? Absolutely I do, because there's enough people that love the game, and people will come back around to it. They miss it enough. But I don't want to see that day come. I don't think anybody does.
We chatted up with Will Middlebrooks, former MLB infielder, champ with the Boston Red Sox. What do you think is the best pathway towards having a season? What are some deadlines that you think are realistic? Obviously, I personally believe the game is almost a farce. You might as well throw it away if we go below, 80 games or half a season. What are some timelines you believe need to be hit to get the season up and running?
Yeah, I fully agree with you. I think 80 games, half a season, will be enough of a season for you to not have too big of an asterisk by it. It's going to have an asterisk by it anyways, but 80 games is still a good amount of games. A lot of people have wanted to shorten the season to 120, 100 games anyway, so this would be a good test for that system going forward. But, I would say soft date for an agreement would be the first couple of days of June, June 1st, June 2nd, because guys would need to report to, we'll say, quote, spring training again by like the 10th of June. That would give them 2 weeks. And 2 weeks isn't a lot for hitters. I think pitchers have been able to stay in shape, extend themselves, be able to throw bullpens. They don't need live hitters to be ready to throw. They just need to get their endurance up, their arm strength. But it's going to be tough for the hitters because about that 2-week point, in spring training is when you start to get that timing down. And 2 weeks is when everything shut down. So they haven't had many pitchers to face. Let's be honest. These guys are hitting in the cage and hitting off a tee, and you can only do so much to get ready for a season. So I would say they would need to start spring training by around the 10th of June if they want to start in early July.
Wow. I mean, Will,
it's getting close.
You played the game. I mean, I'm looking at my calendar right now. It's May 27th. You're talking about the beginning of June. You know, I'm not too confident in that. You know, what do you feel about the public stance that Rob Manfred has taken? You know, when I have seen him on television, a lot of what I've heard from the commissioner, and this is his job, it's primarily about how much money the owners have lost, how much they stand to lose. Is this the approach from a commissioner? We don't hear the same type of rhetoric coming from other commissioners in other leagues.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I understand that he has to side with the owners in MLB. I understand that. That's his business. That's the business side of that. But here's my thing. Without these players, people aren't watching the game. I don't remember the last time I ever turned on the TV to watch the owner or the GM. Like, it never happened. I want to watch the star players. I want to watch the Mike Trout. I want to watch the Mookie Betts. I want to watch the guys that are fun to watch. And that's just not the ownership. That's not the group. Yeah, they bring them in, but the players have to be your first priority here.
Okay, we're chatting up with Will Middlebrooks, former MLB infielder, analyst for CBS Sports HQ. Will, are there any teams that you think are at an advantage or also a disadvantage if we do get a season up and running for this year?
That's a tough question. You know who would probably benefit from not having fans in the stands is the Houston Astros, but that's for another show.
Yes.
What's going to be really weird is not having any fans in the stands and seeing how guys react to that because the adrenaline effect is completely gone. And, you know, if you go on a 10-game skid and lose 10 out of 12, you're probably not going to make the playoffs with an 80-game season. So you're going to have to get hot, stay hot, and, these teams that have really good first halves and then collapse in the second half, that's not going to work. I mean, that's not going to happen this year. So it could be a whole new set of teams in the playoffs. It could be really interesting.
Yep. Well, let me ask you this, Will, one of my final questions here. I mean, the CBA, the current CBA, is set to expire next year, December of 2021. Is this an appetizer of what we're going to get? Is this going to make things better? Did we kind of move the needle up? Did the pandemic do that? Or are things going to be worse by the time we get to next December? How does this roll into next year and then after that?
I think an appetizer is a perfect way to put it. It tends to get nasty between ownership and the PA. It's just how it is. They both they refuse to see eye to eye, especially when it comes to money. It's just how it is. But I would love to say this is going to be independent negotiations because it's 2020. It's a health crisis in our nation, pandemic. You know, these negotiations shouldn't have anything to do or alter how they feel about things for the new CBA. But let's say we would have agreed to the 50-50 revenue share. All right, that's essentially a salary cap. That's something the owners have been pushing for a long time. So do they use that against us? Who knows? Maybe. Well, there's not a whole lot of trust between the PA, the players, and ownership.
Well, there's no doubt about this. Unfortunately, I think things are going to be pretty ugly for the next 2 years. This isn't going to be anything that I think is going to escape the world of baseball when the general public talks about it.
You're spot on. Yeah, you're spot on. I'm worried for baseball. I'm worried for, I don't want to see star players come out and have to speak on this, but unfortunately I think it's going to come to that.
Yeah, this is not going to be a situation that's going to go away even if we go ahead and have a season back. Will, give me the percentages, man. What is the percentage we're going to see some baseball, in your opinion?
I got to go 50-50 right now. Ooh. I hate to say it. If you had asked me 3 days ago, I would have said 90% we're going to have a season. They're going to figure this out. But if they refuse to go back to close to the prorated salary that they agreed on in March, man, I feel like it's a flip of a coin at this point.
We got a toss-up. We've been chatting it up with Will Middlebrooks, former World Series champ with the Red Sox, current CBS Sports HQ analyst. Will, where can people keep up with you and all of your great thoughts online?
Mainly on Twitter. It's at Middlebrooks Creative, I know. It's just at Middlebrooks. I'm on there pretty active. Like to, chop it up with everybody, talk ball, get everyone's opinion. I like to hear all the different angles. So I'm open to that and open to conversation. So bring it on.
Great chatting with someone who has a World Series ring, still doing it big time on television as well. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.